KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, foggy, and actually fog is more than clouds, and it's currently 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for the dense fog to burn off this morning. Skies should be mostly sunny today, with a high near 70, currently about 8-tenths of a mile visibility in the listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said yesterday that local fire danger assessments for this spring have begun as a result of several recently experienced grass and brush fires. EMA coordinator Bob Seifert says with record-breaking and unseasonably high heat, dead vegetation is extremely flammable. And the National Weather Service has issued fire weather watches and warnings for today for parts of southeast Nebraska, currently nothing in effect for western Iowa. Seifert says one change you should be aware of is that when conditions rapidly change to the very highest category, and or the National Weather Service issues a red flag warning, the Shelby County EMA will immediately change the local fire danger boards to extreme, and all burning in the county will be prohibited unless prior arrangements are made with your local fire chief and a burn plan is completed and filed. Seifert says even with snow in the forecast toward the end of this week and the rain we had on Monday, once that's all gone, drying occurs much more rapidly than most people realize. Their goal, he said, is to reduce unnecessary emergency response by elevating the public's awareness of conditions that are favorable to burning and offering a burn plan assistance for any size of burn. Participating businesses and fire stations should place their local fire danger signs in the high category until at least Thursday when the next update comes out. As a reminder, the high fire danger category means burning of any kind is restricted in Shelby County until approval is received from your local fire chief. And controlled burns that are not reported will result in the fire department being dispatched and any fires extinguished if they're determined to be unsafe. You can call 712-755-2124 if you have any questions. The Adams County Sheriff's Office has released a report on arrests over the past week. On Sunday, 47-year-old Randy Etheridge of Corning was arrested following a traffic stop in Corning for driving while license revoked. That was based on a previous OWI. His bond was set at $2,000. Sunday afternoon, 29-year-old Kyle Guile of Lenox was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with unlawful possession of prescription pills and possession of drug paraphernalia, as well as OWI first offense. Guile's bond was also set at $2,000. Saturday afternoon, 29-year-old Jody Reed of Corning was arrested following a traffic stop. Reed was charged with driving while barred and cited for driving while license suspended, two counts, fraudulent use of registration, having no insurance, operating a non-registered vehicle, failure to file SR-22 insurance, and failure to use a child restraint device. Her bond was set at $4,000. Early Saturday morning, 62-year-old Joseph Roenfelt of Corning was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. On Friday night, 26-year-old Devin Miller of Gravity was arrested in Adams County for driving while suspended. And on a valid Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear in court, bond was set at $300. Early Friday morning, 41-year-old Christina Sweat of Clearfield was arrested in Corning following a traffic stop during which deputies saw a glass smoking device in plain view. Sweat was charged with unlawful possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,000. And back on February 10th, 44-year-old Vicki Cunningham of Clarinda was arrested for OWI second offense following a traffic stop on Highway 34 in Adams County. Her bond was set at $2,000. The Creston Police Department reports three arrests took place over the past few days. On Sunday, 57-year-old Dennis Elva Brown of Creston was arrested for driving while license suspended. He was later released on his own recognizance. Also arrested Sunday was 18-year-old Donovan Michael Huffmaster of Creston for criminal mischief. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $300 cash bond. And last Friday morning, 30-year-old Jessica Renee Pettit of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Pettit was later released on her own recognizance from the Ringgold County Jail. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two separate arrests for driving under suspension. At around 12:15 a.m. today, 48-year-old Scott Len Lowry of Des Moines was arrested for driving under suspension with five withdrawals in effect following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highways 34 and 71 north of Villisca. And at around 7:15 p.m. Monday, 34-year-old Brent Lee Wegeman of Red Oak was arrested at the intersection of Highway 34 and 4th Street in Red Oak for driving under suspension with 14 withdrawals in effect. Both men were brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $435 bond each. The Red Oak Police Department conducted a search warrant on the 1,000 block of East Corning Street in Red Oak on Monday and recovered drugs and drug paraphernalia. 32-year-old Robert B. Harris of Red Oak was already in custody on theft charges. He'll now face drug charges. Officers seized numerous items of drug paraphernalia, pipes, bongs, scales, and baggies. They also found a little over 0.8 of a gram of suspected methamphetamine. Officers also recovered stolen property that belonged to the Hardware Hank store in Red Oak. Harris was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He remained in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Sheriff's deputies in Guthrie County, along with Panora Police, Panora EMS, and Fire, and the Iowa State Patrol and Dallas County deputies over the weekend arrested a man following a chase that began in Dallas County Saturday night and resulted in the arrest of that Pottawatomie County man. According to reports, 23-year-old Zachary Tyler Smith of Council Bluffs faces charges that include eluding, possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Smith, who has numerous convictions for assault and burglary in Pottawatomie County over the past few years, was being held in the Dallas County Jail on $2,000 bond. He was apprehended at around 11 p.m. Saturday in a wooded area near Panora following a foot pursuit near the Raccoon Valley Trail after leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase from Dallas into Guthrie County. The incident began when a Dallas County deputy had tried to stop a car for a defective taillight on Highway 44 at around 10:15 p.m. Saturday. Smith had ditched the vehicle before fleeing on foot. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, classes have been canceled at a Sergeant Bluffs school because of a water main break. District Superintendent Rod Earlywine said the flooding began around 7 p.m. Monday at the Sergeant Bluff Luton Middle School. He said people who were in the building were able to quickly report the situation. Earlywine says that water had reached the library, the lunchroom, and gymnasium, and the building will not be open for classes today. Obstacles have arisen in the path of a proposed recreation trail between Lamar's and Sioux City. The Plymouth County Conservation Board has declined ownership and maintenance responsibilities. Also, the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors has told the Plywood Trail Advisory Board that the county favors the project, but only if no county property tax dollars would be sought for construction and maintenance. Plywood trail leaders say that if Plymouth County officials won't reverse their decisions, the trail leaders will approach the city councils in Lamar's and Sioux City about each of those cities taking possession of segments of the trail closest to their respective boundaries. The Plywood name is derived from the first few letters of the neighboring counties of Plymouth and Woodbury. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.